There was a moment last week when Governor Tom Wolf closed the physical locations of all non-life sustaining businesses in Pennsylvania when, as a journalist, I had to give some thought to that phrase. I mean, first responders, of course, and doctors, but the gas station attendant and the plumber, their work is life sustaining too. And the truck driver who keeps the deliveries coming and the mail carrier and the folks stocking the shelves at this grocery store in Bethlehem. Although not the size of a Wegmans or a Wise, Azar Supermarket has a special place in the community. Most of the food and produce is familiar, but a lot is imported from around the world. Co-owner George Azar meets me at checkout.
It's an international market. I mean, a lot of exotic fruits and vegetables that you normally don't find everywhere. Everything is Italian, Greek, Eastern European, Middle Eastern, stuff that you can't find normally in your normal supermarkets.
And the customers are as international as the selection of foods. On any trip to Azar, you are going to overhear people speaking languages that you don't understand and see foods new to you and familiar.
I'll show you something. Well, let's start off with olive oil. That's, I mean, you can get it anywhere. But when you have olive oil coming from Beirut, from Lebanon, olive oil that's coming from Greece, from Italy, These kind of brands you normally don't find in your regular supermarkets.
He takes a bottle of Aleppo olive oil off the shelf and I ask, is that the best?
No, you can't say it's the best and you can't say it's bad. What you can say is someone from Syria that is normally used to this brand while they were in Syria come to America and they're walking by the shelves and they see the same brand coming from Syria, they're back home. That's what this is about.
Of course, the new normal affects everything, including this grocery store. All the employees are wearing disposable gloves. They wipe down the line after every few customers and clean the credit card machine with disinfectant. I ask, are the staff concerned? Are they scared?
Absolutely. You're not worried. There's something wrong with you. A couple weeks of precaution cannot hurt nobody. By me asking my employees to wear gloves, I'm not going to stop the virus from spreading all over the world. But if everybody does just a little bit, we'll be fine.
He says that business is great at both their stores. There's another one in Allentown. And they are able to stay open under the governor's orders as a life-sustaining business. But if that should change, he says, he'll follow whatever guidelines the state lays down.
So if I need to close, we got to close. If we need to stay open, we're going to stay open. If it gets to the point where we do have to close, our employees are our family. These people are our family. They're not just employees. We're going to help each other out. But we all need to do our part.
The subject of family comes up a lot. George was born in Syria and came to the U.S. at age 5. His brother-in-law, Joe Elias, started the business about 35 years ago.
He's Lebanese who married a Syrian woman, my sister. And about 8 years later, I married his sister. We're in-laws. Yeah, a brother and a sister married a brother and a sister.
On my way out, I pick up some dates, Jordan almonds, chicken, celery, and some of those blood oranges. The woman at the checkout is shy around the microphone, and her English is not so good, but she smiles and nods when I thank her for the work she is doing. I ask if other customers are doing the same these days, and she nods her head, yes, emphatically, and waves her gloved hand at me as I push my shopping cart out the door of this life-sustaining business. Brad Klein, WLVR News.